Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene podcast.
Guys, I've been drinking Desperados all weekend. I fucking love beer so much.
Well, firstly, we have to give a huge, it's not, your birthday's gone, though. No?
Time, birthday yeah. celebrations.
You actually out. Shouldn't say anything, to be honest.
So I did wish you, I did. Well, we'll do it again. Happy birthday to the one and only person that didn't change our lives, but she's been great all the same.
Thank you so much.
Round of applause. How's it feel to be of age?
Yeah, I'm 25 now, it's crazy.
Do what you want.
Do you know what, I feel really good. I did a really long Instagram post today. Just being like thanking everyone because everyone came to my birthday. I've actually felt really loved. It's so insane. Like I was in the room. Like I actually feel like really good right now. This is so lovely.
I mean, that's kind of what it's meant to.
I know, but I've never had a birthday party. I've never thrown a birthday party.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, you never had a birthday party.
I've never thrown one.
So what do you do like usually?
I just go to a different country.
Fair enough.
Six friends go out of the country. That. Nothing crazy. Six friends go out of the country.
You got it like that.
And just firm it and like that. And then this year I was like, you know, I want to do it. And everyone kind of rallied together. They might have like help I got throughout the week, being like, "Hey, do you need anything?" And it was actually like, "No, no, do you need anything right now?" And my friend Victoria, shout out Victoria, she's like, "Yeah, I've got a huge pot. My mum made rice with my sister. My sister's such a lifesaver. There was rice on the day. Like everyone that bought me a bottle and bought me some shorts and was the reason that yeah, you know what I mean? Like life is great.
You know, your brother offered me some Henny, and I said no, and I should have said yeah because I wanted to. I just said no. And I don't know why. I thought I'd throw it in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Mysterious, bro.
Yeah, I had
got to keep it up.
Hennessy, Kassar, and
no, I also didn't want to mix because I had
Elias chilling in the back. The one. He's a mysterious Gaz. he's the allure of the podcast.
But I do appreciate it. Yeah. There was some buff people in the room.
What's going on?
There's some buff people in the room. Oh no!
I think we need to address something. These guys bring up this mysterious thing often. What's the situation, guys?
Do you have water?
But you're mysterious. You're a mysterious individual.
No, but it's like your running joke, and I'm trying to hear, yeah. Understand.
Yeah, yeah. We are.
You're a mysterious guy. Yeah,
definitely running joke.
I'm trying to understand why. Can you?
Because it's funny.
Which one?
Why else would you run the joke?
hold it.
It's funny, man. It's like we've said this. Wow. previously. You know, you're like a very like nonchalant, unresponsive kind of, you know,
to certain people. Tone.
Do you know what?
What?
I don't think that's the case.
Guys
I know, it's quite
expressive.
Yeah.
No, I think he is expressive. Obviously, he's not a robot. Do you know what I mean? All right. But like a lot of the time is mysterious Gaz, man. You know what I mean? It's the aloof Gaz. You know, it's a cool look. It's like a black 007. You know what I mean?
There you go.
All just 007?
Yeah.
You want Damson to be done? Do you want him to be 007?
Nah, I don't want
to. I don't see why not. Honestly, I haven't...
He'll be attached to it for so long.
I know. I feel like it should be an older role.
They want to go younger, though, they were saying.
They do, because I think the current people, like Jonathan Bailey, he's...
Tom Holland.
Yeah, and Tom Holland, he feels...
And Jacob Elordi.
Someone said that there's only like five actors in Hollywood. They get recycled in whatever role.
Yeah, but I don't think I want to see Tom Holland as...
I do not.
He feels like a child still.
Yeah.
He can still play a teenager.
He's not smooth enough, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he needs to look a bit older. Jonathan Bailey, maybe.
Mm.
Like, if that happens, fine. We'll live with it. Damson, I'm not super mad. Like, he is getting older, but he just doesn't look older.
He doesn't look
older. And I feel like I don't want him to be attached to a role for the next decade.
And I think that Idris is a bit too old now.
No, I think Idris could still work.
I think he's too old now.
No, he's still Silver Fox. As long as you're still sexy, but it's fine.
Now, but he can't be like, I think...
He's still going to look buff in 5 years' time.
But Craig was attached to it for almost like 12 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
But I think I'm fine with Idris doing that now because he can actually do that. He's at a point in his life where he could be attached to a role for the next decade and it's fine. 100%. Mm. Name the last thing you watched with Idris Elba that you were like, oh, I'm so glad he can do more roles like this.
Save that thought.
Aliyev, there you go.
Say that thought. We had a post-credit scene podcast.
But
a 14 HQ original. Lovers of film, TV, theatre. Back in the stew. Four-man pod today.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we've congratulated Biss a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Biss.
You.
Good to have her here. She was on time as well, naturally.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, naturally. Makes sense. Desperado again. Desperado. Manu.
Do you know this week I've tried every single flavour of Desperado and I found this one in the store. Just now, like around the corner, and
free promo, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Leighton, go shop.
Yeah, I had to. And it's a tropical daiquiri, and I've never seen it.
Mm. Are you gonna give us a review?
Okay, fine.
Manny, how are you?
Oh, good, my guy, man. Just here, living life.
You were meant to be here. You decided to be here.
Yes, I did.
What changed your mind?
I don't know. Just wanted to put my guys.
Yeah.
You miss me. I miss you too, man.
I miss you, Bisola, yeah. When was the last time we put it together?
Oh, this isn't that great.
You did F1 and Bear.
Yeah.
Last week.
So, and I also saw you a couple of days ago as well. Yeah. I'm just happy to see you again.
You barely saw me. You saw two of me.
I'm free of John.
I'm trying to see more of John.
Puss, how are you, mate?
Okay. I'll be.
Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Clearly. Well, your message was crazy, but yeah, we'll move on from that.
Invisible ink for messages is insane.
Yeah, whoever used that.
He used the same thing.
We're not talking about him right now. Cool.
Today is a very interesting topic, I think. We're going to talk about career-defining roles across film and TV for some of our best, and sometimes not always best, to be fair, actors in the world. I think there's a lot to dive into here. So, Manny.
Yes, sir.
Question for you, mate.
Yeah.
If you were to pinpoint a reason why a role would be career-defining, give me, like, one that would stand out to you. What would it be, sir?
I think it'll be like the general consensus or the general public referring to this particular person for one specific particular role.
Over the rest of their sort of filmography.
Or
could it be just like somebody that maybe like not like globally is like known for like this role, but the role is like could have only been him or her. You know what I'm saying?
I
think career defining will always be like, you think if you ask someone, oh, do you know that artist? And they go, no. And then you name that one song that everyone should know. That's what career defining feels like.
Yeah. Is that the category today?
Because I think there is a separation between something being a fantastic performance. And it's what we discussed before earlier with like Lena Headey from Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a career defining performance. I just think it's really good acting.
But if you were to show a picture to anyone, they're going to say Cersei.
No, I hear you. The gap that I'm trying to say that I want to is like not the career defining like performance, but like that person was that they could have been like a 7 out of 10, right? But
that role was made for them.
Like you can't see it going to anybody else.
I don't think there's one category for credit, as it one line or one like reason for it. I think there's several things. So yeah, that's 100%. I think what were the three that we said?
The one you mentioned was what Manny said. First of all, it's like if you think of that actor,
yeah, and then you think of a film or a role that they're in straight away.
And I also do think the performance has to be of a high level.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it has to be high. I don't know if the career defining is like is it always positive? There's some people you can think of and
that's a good point.
Attach them to that role, but yeah, it's like I know them because of that. And it's not very good, but I know them because of that.
I think it's more about popularity rather than quality.
That's
also a category.
I think that is the category. I think the career defining is like you see their name in the room, someone goes, who? Then you go, Cersei from Game of Thrones. And then they go, oh, that's a career defining role. Because she's been in other things, but I couldn't name them.
300.
Look at that. See? I told you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, and I don't even know how to combat that. I wouldn't class that as career defining. And I don't know why specifically. Maybe this conversation will help me understand why I don't see that performance of Lena and Cersei as career defining.
Would you say the same for Sophie Turner as Sansa?
Nowhere near that career defining.
I think the only person I can think of that might give that title to you is Kit Harington as Jon Snow.
In that franchise, was it?
Do you reckon they were the most. I feel like Sophie.
Wait, Daenerys?
I wouldn't give that to Daenerys.
Emilia Clarke. Emilia Clarke is so recognisable as her.
I think Emilia Clarke actually is Game of Thrones for me. Because she's the dragon one. Because people don't know what's Game of Thrones.
100%.
You have to think, when I think of it, it's like someone that doesn't watch any of this, not related to any of this, how can I explain it to them? That a dragon show with that girl. I think that's enough for them to be like, oh, her. Oh, Emilia Clarke.
Do you know what I think a bit of a disconnect is for me? Is that that's not how she looks in general.
No, I hear you.
Kit Harington. Anything that I see Kit Harington in, he will remind me of Jon Snow. Not the same for Lena, not the same for
Emilia.
Because she doesn't look like that on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, yes.
She doesn't look like that in other shows. So my mind doesn't go straight to Game of Thrones. So that's what this disconnect is for me. Kit Harington, He looks like Jon Snow.
When he played when he played Henry Mock.
Yes, Jon Snow, first thing that came to mind.
Still thought of Jon Snow.
First thing that came to mind, yeah.
Even after like the first couple of episodes.
No, obviously it fades away a little bit. But again, I'm not 100% on Kit Harington. But if I had to pick somebody from the Game of Thrones franchise, it will be Kit Harington. Mm. And even with that, I'm a bit shaky on it.
But you know, with that idea, it doesn't just have to be him. He can be one person that's a creative finding in that, and then it can also be Lena, and it can also be Amelia. They can all have...
Fair facts. It doesn't have to be one person per franchise. I'm saying, like, for example, Friends, all of them.
Exactly.
Are Friends. Yeah. But I'm saying, for Game of Thrones, I don't see it for... The one that I would see it the most for would be Kit Harington.
Yeah, I think mine's definitely Daenerys.
Sure. I think Emilia Clarke.
Yeah.
I think it has to be just because
she's the face of it, man.
I think at one point it was like they were really pushing it as a dragon show.
They were, man.
No, I hear it, but if I see something else, because she doesn't look like Daenerys, the first thing that comes to mind would not be Game of Thrones.
I remember
it was the same for like Heath Ledger in Dark Knight.
Save it. Unless you just want to go there now, would that be one of the actors you would have picked up?
100%.
Before you answer, people that are watching and listening, before you listen to the rest of the podcast, like write in what you think is the definition of career defining.
Yeah,
before you carry on. But yeah,
talk to us about Heath.
Okay, so when I think career defining,
that was very seductive. Did that for the camera. Sorry.
When I think of career defining, I'm kind of
zoom in on the edit.
When I think of career defining, yeah, I would always think or deem it as like, okay, talking to my mum, I'm like, oh, do you know who this person is? And she's going to say no. Oh, do you know this? Or do you know that? And she'll be like, oh, yeah. So,
what's he saying? He looked at kids because he's saying black bias.
Yeah, and I just ignored him. So if I was to my mum, oh, do you know said artist?
It's kind of crazy you doing black bias to the only person.
I didn't even say black bias. Yeah.
That's not you.
Who said?
Because what did I do?
I didn't even say.
What are you saying? Fuck me for?
Exactly. I didn't even say anything.
Saying black bias with your eyes to the only person in this room that's not black.
Allegedly, bro.
Allegedly.
I did not. That wasn't what I was doing.
When it comes to things like this, because there's no way to actually quantify what career defining is.
Yeah.
There's no real metric. You have to just use what you deem as what's right. I think things like explaining to someone that has a complete disconnect from the character that you're talking about, if they understand or they know who the person is because of a role, that feels career defining. For example, Heath Ledger in the Dark Knight trilogy, I think it just shows, I think it's perfect example of someone that's like, ah, that person is that, like that is the Joker. So much so that people have played the Joker after and I've gone, and I can't help but compare it to Heath Ledger. I'm like, you just haven't done it the same. Like Jared Leto's Joker is completely different. Completely different.
It's actually a good Joker.
But
I actually don't mind him.
No, I don't like him. But it's tough because it's not even that he's bad, it's just that he's not Heath Ledger. That's unfair because that's a completely different story. It's not the same. But
and the writing for the cat is also harder because the writing is different for Jared to Heath.
It's a completely different Joker.
It's very unlucky.
He elevated.
Yeah.
Because he's also right after him as well. So it's very unlucky.
Because everyone loves Joaquin.
Yeah, I was going to say, even Joaquin, I think his Joker is also completely different to Heath, but I'm still like, I still prefer Heath, but it's not even the same Joker. It's actually a completely different character at this point. But I can't help but be like, oh, Heath Ledger was so good. It just stands the test of time. Or like, if you explain it to a person that doesn't know TV or whatever, or no film, if I was like, oh, Daniel Radcliffe, and they were like, who? And you say Harry Potter, and they're like, oh, that's career defining. Because even when he was in, what's that scary movie? Woman in Black?
Yeah.
Woman in Black. Everyone was like, what's Harry Potter doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the running joke. All the memes on Twitter were like, why is Harry Potter in the scary movie?
Two episodes. Sorry. What are you doing today, bro?
I'm so sorry.
You said, I agree with. We literally spoke about it off camera about Heath, say, because you were talking about Brokeback Mountain. But I think every single person, when they think of Heath Ledger, they think of Joker to the point now where every other Joker, is until we see one of that level, is going to be compared to Heath.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see one because Heath was just so different. Because there were Jokers before him. But
then we expect something different then, right?
But we did get difference because Jared Leto was completely different. Yeah. That's not the same character. But it's, so is Joaquin. They're completely different.
Going to off what Bisola said, you see Barry's Joker.
Yeah.
The first thing I've seen is when he got teasers is, all right, cool, compared to Heath, what's it like? What do we think it's going to be like? They've skipped over two Jokers to compare him to him.
Yeah.
Because he's Joaquin, though.
He did a really good job.
Yeah.
Won an Oscar.
I mean, he got an Oscar, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he did.
And deserved. And deserved.
Like, a really, really good job, but.
And at the end of the day, he wasn't even the fucking Joker.
Yeah.
My God.
I think what also helps in the sort of social media era that we're in now, and I was kind of talking about this with somebody else the other day, when something is either turned into like memes or it's just like a pop culture moment. So like Heath Ledger's Joker when he says, "My father was a drinker." Like those moments stick in people's minds.
So serious,
like why so serious? You have nothing to threaten me with. Like those are like iconic moments that people will always be able to remember from the movie, even if they haven't, they might not have even seen the movie, but they would have seen that probably somewhere.
Is that is the cultural relevance thing? Is the same way that tons of people haven't watched Belly, but it gets referenced the most. Like it's the most referenced piece of art we've ever seen in terms of visual art. Why has everyone got blue eyes in the dance? You're not Spike Lee. Why are you doing that? But it's like, oh, that's the reference point. That's what it really is. Cultural relevance is really important.
Speaking, because we did a Denzel pod and we was just speaking about some of the memes that have come from his film. although I wouldn't ever say any of Denzel's roles are career defining, because you could speak to like five different people and they'd all say, "Oh, this like film, thing, this yeah. film." And this
He's
film.
The Beyonce of it all.
But yeah, that brother's starving, man.
that brother's starving. I thought of that when I was at Abisola's birthday.
What, Abisola's starving?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Is it because of what I said to you?
Yeah.
What did I actually say to you?
You didn't actually say anything. It was more of a look.
Yeah, then,
yeah, that's what you did. When you hugged him.
Not everything like that. Hus, if you had to pick one, if you had to pick a role for an actor that comes to mind that you would define as career defining, what would it be and why? And we can come back to you.
I am an RJ.
Naturally. You know what's so funny? Yeah, we...
Career defining. You can call it what you want.
No, because Kiz said that you would do this.
Obviously.
It's so predictable.
I said the first thing he's going to say is RDJ.
Wait. Hey, speak to him.
Opposite of that, okay, it is to be not predictable, but that's not playing the game here. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, this is it. This is what the game is.
But we said it would be you, though.
I obviously have other choices. Do you get me? Yes, I do. I have loads, right? But yes.
To the first one.
That is the first one.
Why?
And it's rightfully so. Bro, they changed what the comic book looks like to make him look like RDJ. Like they've changed that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And even the voice actors in the cartoons and blah blah blah, they've mimicked RDJ's voice. You know, like it's insane, and like they haven't done that for Captain America or for Thor or blah blah blah. But for him, they've done that. You know, and he started a franchise. Obviously, I think it's becoming the highest grossing franchise of all time. If not, it is. I think Star Wars.
He would beat it. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
No. They've only got six films. I think Marvel's on like 25.
I was gonna say yeah. So who would be
James Cameron's? And James Cameron's what's it called films?
Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
just, oh, grossing as in like how much money's made.
Yeah, but that's just two films. The two films have made like $6 billion.
Whereas, I assume the third one will fucking
yeah.
go past 10. Yeah.
Yeah. It says, yeah, but it says like Marvel Cinematic Universe is considered
wait 42 billion. Go on.
No, it's 30. It says grossed over 30. But yeah.
But yeah. So. Boom! Highest grossing franchise of all time was started because of this man. You know, obviously in theory, and man, RDJ,
Manny,
yes sir.
Anything that comes to mind, and I we discussed it as I said like during our break, but obviously you mentioned TV is a bit harder. I've got a few TV ones as well.
I don't know.
The one that I was thinking of, which also goes to the point of how career defining can also be based on generation and based on the culture that you're part of. Like for example. We could talk about Dev Patel and his career defining role in Slumdog Millionaire, because that's the one that won him an Oscar, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he was known for quite some time. But before that, it was
Skins.
I was going to say Skins. I almost forgot he was in Slumdog Millionaire.
But that's because we're in the UK.
We grew up
with people that
Slumdog was Skins. Global, right?
So, exactly. So what do we classify as career defining for him? Is it Skins or is it Slumdog Millionaire? And then in the future, some people might even be talking about Monkeyman to a certain degree, depending if he makes that into a franchise. But yeah.
Or just continues his sort of directional career. Because that would have been the propeller for the rest
The films that
I would say Slumdog, personally.
Yeah, same.
I'd say Skins is the sort of the foundation and it's what allowed him to then get to that career defining, if that makes sense.
Okay, question then.
Because.
Oh, sorry. I think we're going to say the same thing. Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, so that's interesting because I would definitely say Get Out.
I'm definitely saying Get Out as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think he's better in Judas, obviously.
He's got a fucking statue for Get Out, bro.
I know, but the it's tough because then you go career defining, is not that the biggest award you can get as an actor? Is that not going to be career defining?
Do you know why?
If that's what it's attached to.
I don't know. When you say his name, the first thing I think of is him with a tin.
That's the first thing I think of him in a film.
Again, turn into a meme. Pop culture relevance is really important. I've got one from a TV series.
We're saying the same person.
And it's going to come from a topic we're going to do an episode on shortly. Kerry Washington, the scandal. And there's so many different reasons and like important reasons why. For me, firstly, as a lead black woman
on a sort of a cable
TV series that hadn't been done for years. And I think it allowed the likes of Viola to also do the same with How to Get Away with Murder. Viola.
Somebody made a point. I think we definitely need to do a Shonda Rhimes episode at some point. Someone made a point about Shonda Rhimes doesn't write. She doesn't write black characters. She just writes characters
and makes them black.
Black women. Yeah.
Do you know what? Okay. Sorry. Completely off tangent. Yeah. Shonda Rhimes does that for every single minority, and that's why she's one of the best writers ever. Because even her gay characters are terrible people.
Yeah.
Cyrus Bean. One redeemable trait right now.
He's a piece of shit.
One redeemable trait. None.
Oh, he's a love for James, but even then he was a piece of shit.
Oh, he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's perfect because it's like, yeah, he's a terrible person and he's gay. It's not the same thing. He's just a terrible person.
He's just terrible.
That's why Shonda Rhimes, like...
I think with Olivia Pope, she's got so many iconic lines. The main one being, it's handled. Like, that's just something that people, when they think of her, they think of that line. Mm-hmm. There's like the popcorn, the wine,
popcorn,
the white
wine. Hat,
the white suits, gladiators and suits. There's so many like iconic, memorable lines and moments which I think make that a career defining role. She's had loads of really good roles. Mm-hmm. But when people think of Kerry, I do think they think of Scandal.
Yep.
Definitely.
And Scandal's like such an important series because, as I said before, first lead black woman in a series for God knows how long.
Yeah.
On ABC as well. Like huge, and obviously we get How to Get Away with Murder with Viola, and to some people finally didn't know much of Viola until How to Get Away.
Yeah,
that's true.
So would you say?
Definitely, I say
Viola Davis.
I think it has to be.
It might have to be
because just like
I think that's who you think of.
Yeah, that's what you think of.
Amanda Waller.
Nah, but you would not even to be rude in this instance. You would because because
it wasn't rude, but that was just so funny.
No, because she's in
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, question.
She's great as Amanda,
and she's keeping, and she's actually going to remain as Amanda for James Gunn's movies.
Yeah, which is because she's goated.
If you guys think of Idris Elba, are you saying Lufa or are you saying Stringer Bell?
I say Lufa.
Stringer Bell.
I say Lufa.
There's
two.
Heindam.
So I think that this is what comes down to popularity versus because even Lufa, I haven't watched much of it, but that's his show.
Heindam.
I think that puts him at...
What are you even talking about?
He's in Thor.
Thor.
Go on, man.
Yeah, Luther.
Go on, Manny.
You actually just tolerate me. I want you to know that.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I lost my shit of thought.
You know what I would say with Idris for The Wire? I feel like with Luther, he embodies the character of Luther. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he made that role his own. Whereas with... Stringer's more of a notorious role because it's globally known.
Yeah.
And like The Wire grew in adoration over the years to the point where it's like one of the most adored shows of all time. And the fact, I think the history behind the role has also helped.
Yeah.
So him coming in, having to pretend to be from New York or something, had to like live in a van for a couple of months because he couldn't afford rent and so on and so forth. Like the story behind that. And then they actually knew he was British all along, but they played along.
They didn't. They actually didn't know until season three.
The hiring cast knew.
Oh, yeah. The cast didn't.
And I think all of that adds to the lore of Idris Elba playing Stringer Bell.
He done a film with Chris Brown one time. That was good.
Anyways, like I was saying...
But Stringer Bell, it's the most iconic role I think he's done.
Yeah, but yeah. Is it but for relevance really, for you, though?
He hasn't got a role for me, man.
Would you say?
Yes, because you haven't watched The Wire. You don't understand.
Fair enough.
Anyways, like, no, but generally, it's like you don't understand how much of an L this is.
So, but he's saying that Luther.
But I think this is more of a, that's my question. Is it more of a Percy? Or do you think the general consensus is that's the career defining role for him?
No, I said for, he embodied the role.
Yeah.
Like, he made that character, I feel like, his own.
Whereas, okay, so the career defining role for Idris Elba, would you say it's Stringer
probably,
Bell?
It's probably Stringer Bell.
Mm. Okay.
From a career defining.
The Wire.
Yeah.
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 And you think it should be Luther because it's more of like a him role?
Or is that,
yeah, depending on how you look at it. Yeah.
Is Luther, he's playing, obviously, he's British,
mm-hmm.
He's American in thing. So then, what is? I'm not sure in it. Okay, but like, what is like the stream stats? Like what show done better?
I don't know. The Wire. The Wire is a global phenomenon. So
is it like a lot of people in. It's in the greatest conversation.
It's like the Godfather. You know,
worst case is top. It's top three.
It's top four.
Worst case. Worst case is top three or four.
Nice.
But then back to the question, especially because that's interesting in terms of like comparing it to The Wire versus Luther. Is it because more so, The Wire is a bigger TV show and it just Albert is attached.
He's a part of it.
He's attached to it rather than being the face of it in terms of Luther. I feel like
Albert is literally the face
of Luther. I think in terms of like career defining, like, I don't know, it's a weird one because based off his career, maybe because we're not privy to some information that comes from other people, maybe his performance in Luther is what changed the trajectory in terms of what he does. Because there's a lot of people that were in The Wire that have never gone to the level, probably because it was good. But I feel like maybe Luther will probably had more of an impact in terms of where his career has gone to in comparison to The Wire. So which one defines your career more? Is it Luther or is it The Wire?
It'd be interesting to ask him.
Yeah.
That would be a good question to ask him.
That'd be really interesting.
What is that is that an aim for the pod one day?
Yeah,
it just over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Michael B. Jordan.
Oof.
I'm going to say Creed.
I think it's going to be Sinners, though. I think
it's going to be Sinners.
It's going to be Sinners in a couple years. As it stands right now, I'm going to say Creed.
The franchise?
Sinners, man.
I think the whole franchise, it can't be one singular movie. I think it's the whole franchise.
Yeah, you can see the franchise.
Is that all Killmonger, unfortunately? But I do think...
she's right.
She said unfortunately.
Yeah, I just want to agree with him. But I do think... Because I'm thinking, if someone said to me...
give T the mic, I don't know why.
I don't think it's Black Panther at all.
No, it's just about... I'm trying to think of...
I don't hate Black Panther.
But it's not about liking... It's not about liking the movie. Yeah, it's not about liking the movie.
T's on the defence already.
If you went to someone, Michael B. Jordan, they're like, who? Do you think they're more likely to have watched Creed or Black Panther? And that's kind of the question I'm just trying to figure out.
Black Panther.
It's tough though, because I think
more people would know Killmonger, him as Killmonger, rather than him in Creed. However, when we're talking about career defining, is that what much of a difference to his career has him playing Killmonger has done to the public eye?
Massively.
I don't think it's made that much of a difference in comparison to what other people regard to as career defining. All the people that we've described so far is that in terms of like career defining, we can see that there's a clear, huge leap in terms of notoriety, popularity, and even in the conversations that
we're talking
about.
Or just future projects.
They talked about. Obviously we're too early to... We already started in Creed, no?
Yeah, he was like on the second Creed movie by the time.
He was in Creed 1, bro.
But he was already in the franchise.
Go on to.
Fruitvale Station.
Yeah, doesn't make him franchisable.
No, after that, he took off in terms of career defining.
That's isn't that really his first role? Then we would say that him in The Wire was also career defining.
I think that's the equivalent to what these guys spoke about with Kaluuya, Nicholas Holt, and
Carlos Gardner.
It's a step in it.
It's just proof that you can act.
Propeller.
You can act, you can do it well. I think that's first step.
Don't think this at all.
I think it was the time when that being like obviously the first like black film for like superheroes.
Yeah.
So like every person that was in it, it was like a huge cultural moment.
Yeah, it was a massive.
So when he was cast alongside Chadwick, it was like, oh, okay, Michael B. Jordan as this is a villain now.
Basically.
Yeah, and then I mean, in the fitness community, you know, when he got in shape for that film as well, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
we were like, yo, he's taking roids.
For Creed.
For Killmonger.
For Creed.
I heard that for Creed. I didn't hear it for Killmonger.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard it for Creed a bit more.
Yeah.
He done a Men's Health for Black Panther. And then he done a Men's Health for Creed 3 with
because him and Majors boxed up massive.
Yeah, they
Majors was on.
Yeah, he's 100%.
He was a big guy.
He was automatic. But I hear what you're saying, okay. But I think that cultural moment was everything, okay. So especially for when Panther came out, it was in the midst of like Infinity War and like that series, right? It was Marvel at its peak, like at its literal peak, yeah. And at that time, okay, it was the only Marvel film, the only Marvel singular super film, okay, to hit a billion. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a massive thing. Do you know what I mean? And the film, with all due respect, yeah, I love the film, but the film was not a £1 billion film. It shouldn't have made that much money.
How do you even justify that?
As in, I'm saying.
You know, what's the opposite of black bias? Because he's got that.
Yeah, he does that. Because he's got black characters. That's the reason he's saying
that. That's so crazy.
I'm saying that it's a great film, okay?
But how can you not justify something wanting to be hit
1 second,
a billion?
1 second. If that film hits, wait, hold up. Is it better than Sinners?
For me, no.
okay, Hassan's hit brilliant.
No, but that's
okay.
So that doesn't mean anything, bro.
That means everything.
Because the best films are not the films that sell out the most. Like,
but that's my.
No, but you're
that's
saying
that's my exact this, point.
No, but we're talking about Mother as a whole. That, my thing was
no, I'm not. Marvel, I'm talking about Black Panther.
Okay.
Wait, you made the exact point that I was making.
What was the exact point I made?
That not all like fantastic films are fucking awesome, going to make us a £1 billion.
When did
right?
you make that point?
Bro, don't do that. Bro,
I'm asking you.
What's I saying you... that? Okay. My point was, okay, it's a
teaser.
Great film.
I don't know.
My point was, okay, or is, okay, that it is a great film, mm-hmm. right? It is not a £1 billion film. It's Sinners that we think is better, right? In theory, okay, if we're saying that Black Panther is rightly so a £1 billion film, then so should us fee.
Yeah, that's not the point I'm making.
Huh?
That wasn't the point I'm making.
But you were making the point. I was.
I know, but you said I was making the same point as you. I'm saying that wasn't the point I'm making.
I think we agree that Killmonger is probably his one that's defined.
What are you saying? Hey, Auntie won it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Auntie won it because of pop culture and pop relevance.
That's yeah.
Pop relevance is really, really important.
Back to movies, though. A man just popped into my head because we were discussing Leo. I think The Wolf of Wall Street is a career defining for Margot.
100%.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's her announcing herself on the big screen.
What else was she in?
Wait, would you not say Barbie?
I think Barbie, it's hard because...
You think Barbie's the first step to...
No, I think she was already there.
It's Wolf of Wall Street, then it's Barbie. Do you think it's one of them? So it's kind of like a...
Because you got to think, between that, she has been in... The film with Will Smith, I forgot what it's called.
Focus.
And she'd been in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wouldn't you say that actually her playing
what?
Harley Quinn.
No.
Harley Quinn is more because she is now the Harley
when
Quinn.
When you think of The Wolf of Wall Street, you think of the scene where Leo's crawling.
Yeah.
And she's
I think it's something more stupid.
What?
Yeah. I think it's something you know our boy. We need to add the bat, and he's he's doing press ups, and then he's like,
right.
Because I'm seeing bare memes of it. I'm thinking of that, yeah.
I think of her accent because she actually, I think she does. She's done so many interviews.
Well, who?
Yeah,
you fucking out.
You fucking out. Yeah,
yeah, come on, dog.
Is that meant to be a Jersey accent?
Would make sense. I think that, and I think of the pink dress.
Yeah,
I think of that scene in the bedroom, and I think the daughter's in like the cot or something, and
he's
high
many,
off coke,
yeah,
like, right. And it's just such a chaotic movie. There's so many Scorsese's attached to it. Leonardo, such a big cast as well. Like John Bernthal and Matthew McConaughey's in it as well. Mm. Yeah, man. I
think that was Jonah Hill's career defining moment as well.
No. Career defining.
No, that's Jonah Hill's. Is he not in
Moneyball?
Did you say he has one?
He's in Moneyball. He's in Superbad.
You didn't say 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street was incredible.
Superbad.
It's Superbad.
His moment. It's all three of them. All three of them they have that together as a culture moment.
The ID suit.
Yeah.
McLovin.
What do you call it? Johnny Depp as Jack.
Jack
Sparrow.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah.
I don't think he even. I don't think if anyone even tried playing that role, it wouldn't even make sense, bro.
You know
how like in football, like where they retire jerseys for players.
Yeah.
That role has to be retired. Like, yeah. We don't want to see no one else do it.
I think it's because like the same thing that one of you said earlier about the Denzel, that he brings like a little bit off himself into that role.
Yeah.
You can fully tell that, man. Do you know what I mean? And like, he does that thing where, do you know, the director said that when Depp is on set and then he's starting this and he runs like this and stuff, he was like that. We didn't tell him to do that. It was just
him being him.
Yeah, just him being him, bro.
He's eccentric, isn't he?
Yeah. And it just made the character like a lot more. You know, if you like that. Also, like he wears like a bunch of braces and etc. If you see Depp now, like out, he wears all those, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's locked in, bro. So like, I think like he embodied it because he was like, I'm having so much fun just being kind of me here, but as a fucking goofy pirate. Do you know what I'm saying? So I thought it was cool. And in the five films that they've done, they've had an all-star cast, like in a lot of these films, but he shines.
You know what though, that the Pirates came out in 2003. In 1990, I think of another film defines him, that's Edward Scissorhands.
No, of course.
That's the one I was thinking of as well.
Yeah. I was thinking of that as well.
But
Pirates of the Caribbean, man.
Well, I know. I'm saying, but there's like a decade between that. So I'm saying prior to like that,
I think it's
been
the first step thing. It's a Margot thing.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street, Barbie. Yeah. I
but
think it's
what
that
was the show that he was in that the Wayans made? Was it Living in Color?
TV show. He was in.
I knew Living, I can think of Living Single.
Maybe Living Single. There was something that he did quite early
was he
on.
Living Single?
That the Wayans wrote and produced that he always attributes their
influence.
Their influence in.
Really?
No, sorry.
21 Jump Street.
Ignore me. I'm thinking of the person I was going to talk about next.
I was thinking
of Jim Carrey. Sorry. I was thinking of Jim Carrey. I was thinking about his defining one.
Question for you guys. You, and I know this exists, but there is also the negative aspect to something being career defining. Are there any examples that come
any
to mind?
Person from Twilight.
Cap.
Cap.
Why? Twilight was so mid.
No, because no. And then, Twilight actually wasn't mid. Twilight wasn't for you, and that's what it is. It's not a diss to you at all. Yeah.
No, I just.
There's like there was a bunch of tween movies that came out. Yeah.
And games, all that stuff.
The problem with those movies is that I feel like a lot of older people or a lot of older actors, casting directors, whatever, looking at them as just these movies for these kids, and it's like, ugh, like you, it's almost a stain on what you've done. Yeah, but these movies, they have really complex storylines. Like, they actually have some impressive acting as well. Twilight's not a great example of it, but Hunger Games definitely is.
Of course.
Divergent's a good example of it.
Whoa, and Divergent went downhill very fast.
And if we're honest...
Maze Runner and stuff, like...
Maze Runner went downhill very fast as well.
If we're honest, Robert Pattinson completely escaped.
That's what I was going to say.
It took a while, but he got...
That's what I was going to say, out, okay? Because he self, like, said that for, like, a long time, okay, he was just given the same roles. Like, it's like being heartthrob, and he kept turning it down, yeah. And then he done that film, I forgot what it's called, yeah, where he was... It's in black and white.
Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Phenomenal film.
With Robert Eggers.
Yeah.
Robert Eggers and...
Robert Eggers is a good director.
And William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
Yeah. And he said that...
Eggers loved Dafoe.
That he done that because he wanted to go so extreme, like, the other way, okay, that he knew that he would get a bunch more choices. You know what I'm saying? And Taylor Lautner...
Taylor Lautner, but...
He's finished, brother, okay? He's finished.
I think that's someone you always forget, and it's Kristen Stewart. She's completely fine.
Yeah.
She's actually, if anything...
But I'm
saying,
a lot of them are fine.
Best, no, but she had, like... She did that and then went on to do better other things. The thing that really fucked her up was cheating on my man with the director.
Yeah, crazy.
And that's when I realised that this industry is nuts because she got way too much flack for that. One of them was married. And
what I will say is though, Kristen Stewart, when I think of her, I do think of Twilight.
But I think of all of them in Twilight.
Same. Not Rob Pat anymore.
Not Rob Pat.
What do you think, Batman?
I think Batman, I think...
I love Lighthouse. So
I don't think you think Batman.
It's a bit weird. I think
Lighthouse. You think average person...
No. The average person, it might still be Twilight. Actually,
no, not might. It's 100% still Twilight. Twilight is Twilight is a huge. It's not a joke. Twilight is a huge movie.
We had a conversation before she arrived about us being film bros and how like sometimes we see things through like three things. No, yeah, because we see things like differently, not differently, but like through like a small lens where like we're not looking at it like how like you said the whole public. I'm probably still seeing him as Twilight.
Yeah, no, definitely. I get why you think. I understand why you would think Lighthouse. Yeah. But I promise you.
Yeah, that's a very that's niche, man. That's super niche.
Is Batman, fair enough.
It's gonna be Twilight for another 2 years.
That's, yeah.
Jaws crazy, by the way. Okay, Jaws crazy. Like, do you know, like you just said about the Batman thing? Yeah. Like, I actually think that it's funny because if someone plays like Superman, okay, or someone plays like Spider-Man or blah blah blah, these roles are so huge. They're so like you drop a film, it's getting $300 million minimum, okay, no matter how shit it is. And I actually think that Christian Bale, for me, when I think of him, I don't think of Batman. I think of
American Psycho.
Straight away.
But that's about
us though. I think everyone thinks Batman.
Thinks Batman.
No, but I think it's because, yeah, he's so expressive in that film, yeah. I can see his face right now.
It's also me,
like, right now.
We're in that suit.
So it's
walking down the hallway with his headphones on.
Yeah. Bro, it's terrifying, bro. Right, so that kind of sticks to me. Out of all the Batman, I don't think he's the most memorable.
But I don't think any of them are.
Oh, this cat.
What are you talking about?
I think it's just
my guy from the 90s.
Michael Keaton.
Adam West.
What do you think of Keaton?
Birdman.
Oh, you're stretching, bro.
I'm fully not.
It's all right. You can never call us film bros.
He might be the biggest film bro.
Yeah, exactly. He's the worst one. He's the fucking worst one.
And you know what?
Because he's actually a TV snob as well.
Do you know what? Do you know what else I think of him is in Other Guys?
Because
he's incredible with the other guys.
Are you sure you don't want to be on this pod?
No, it's fine.
Nah, we don't want to.
Talking about Batman.
No more full words.
No, it wasn't off. I was just asking.
That's nice.
Talking about Batman and your question in terms of the negative of people having a stigma in the film. I think the only person I can really think of is...
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, Halle Berry.
In attached to Batman, you mean?
But I was talking about Batman.
Catwoman. Catwoman.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But she owned it, though.
I think it's the opposite. I think that's career defining.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, career defining, but
because it bad after film. That.
But I don't think, I think a lot of people call it bad, but a lot of people don't. What? No, I think like to an average person, they okay.
I think
there's only like a bunch of people that look at hero movies, yeah, and really see the depth in them. I think for them, like the average person, yeah, they look at hero movies and go, "It's a hero movie. It's never going to be that great." They kind of like, yeah, it will do.
Speak my truth, go on.
Yeah, am I agreeing with you?
Yeah,
I'm stopping.
No, go on. Tell them that superheroes have more deep meaning and they are tied to everything in life.
That's okay. That's not the point I'm making. Thank you. It was. Anyways, yeah, for the average person, that. Like, you just see it as like, they're flying, they can do this, they can do that. No one really cares. Yeah. So when they see things like Catwoman, they're like, that will do. Because she's a cat.
I can't lie. When I think
that's what it is.
But when I think of Catwoman, I don't think of Halle.
Who's she?
No, but when I think of Halle, I think of Catwoman.
Right. Fair.
And
what do you think of Catwoman? What do you think?
I either think Anne Hathaway or Zoe Kravitz. But that's because I love the Batman. Yeah. And then, generally speaking, Anne Hathaway did really kill the role. I thought she was really good.
She was fantastic.
Dark Knight Rises.
No, I honestly...
And I think of the leather suit and she's bent over on the... And the I don't know, I'm being a bit horny. And she was bent over like that and she's driving
things. Because when I think of Catwoman, I think of her on that balcony.
I'm being a bit horny, aren't I?
Walking and like the little black... And also like Halloween, people dressing up as Halle Berry as Catwoman.
But again, as because of the bad stigma, not because of the...
No, I don't think it's... Sure. I don't think it's about bad stigma. It's just about that being associated to her. Some people haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's also what it is.
Like, the film can be bad, but like...
It's still career-defining.
When you think of her, you think of that.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, so
you're saying negatively, and I don't think...
Okay,
I think
I'm saying career-defining for a film, that's shit.
There we go.
That's... Because so far, we talk about career-defining for good films, and I can't really... What was Halle Berry's career after Catwoman?
She did probably like...
Was it Monster Ball?
No, before.
She did two more X-Men films, I know, for
Matrix as well.
Yeah.
Not Matrix, sorry. John Wick.
Yeah, but that's like decades. Like a decade.
It was good, John Wick.
Yeah, she was Storm.
Yeah, so
Storm.
X2.
But that's before Catwoman.
She's got Storm and X-Men. She's done a really good job at getting roles that are so culturally relevant.
But she did a bag of superhero stuff. But by X2, she's already Storm. Like, she was Storm in 2000 before Catwoman.
She's actually like... She picks a good role. She's just like, it's her. Do you know what I mean?
Are there any superhero films or roles, shall I say, that you'd say have a negative stigma towards a particular actor?
100%. Jared Leto in DC, he played the worst
Joker.
Yeah. And then went to Marvel and did. What was that one?
Oh,
it was Sony,
Marvel adjacent.
And I was like, you're 2 for 2. That's really sad.
Yeah.
And he's about to go and do Disney with Tron. He's doing Tron.
Okay, I think that's an August release. Yeah,
splitting. Yeah. I can't lie though, the trailer looks freaking incredible.
Do you know, for his own sake, I want it to be good.
Same.
He's a bit of a piece of shit, so I wouldn't.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Hope it's sorry.
Okay.
If I say Eddie Murphy, what do you think of? What film?
Okay. Big.
Just Norbit was the first one to get to mind.
Wow.
But
it's actually Big Mama, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Trading Places, you don't think that?
Be fucking
funny.
Oh,
you're such
a fucking
fuck. No,
bro. Sorry.
That's crazy.
You're doing this on purpose.
I'm not.
Yeah,
it's Big Mama's house.
It's
Big Mama's house.
I haven't even seen that film.
You haven't seen Big Mama's house. You're racist.
You're playing into the role.
That's why.
Oh my gosh. I'm so annoying.
You're playing into the film, bro.
I've seen Norbit.
Because you could have. You could have said, "Oh, am I gonna sound like a film bro here?"
No,
because, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Do you know why? No, because I see Halle Berry and I saw
Doctor Doolittle.
I saw her in Boomerang, and I saw Eddie
Coming
Murphy.
To America is actually the one.
That's not what I think of.
But it's definitely Big Mama.
That could be that. I saw Eddie Murphy, and when I looked at Eddie Murphy right here, I went, "Oh yeah, Trading Places." That's what I thought straight away.
You didn't figure that. You read it.
No, he's in Boomerang with Halle Berry. I'm looking at a catalog, and when I saw his face, I went, "Ah, Trading Places."
But when you asked us, what did you think before you looked?
Yeah. So I said,
he only asked because he looked.
Yeah, because I saw him, I said Trading Places. I was thinking, what would you guys think?
I'm not in charge.
I've seen Trading Places.
You haven't seen Trading Places? Wow, that's crazy.
Wait, you're racist, bro. Okay, you haven't seen Jose in Bigger Mama's House? That's a culturally relevant thing.
I've seen Norbert, though.
What were you watching back then?
So I've seen this, though.
When was a Big Mama's House?
Early 2000s?
Yeah. 2001, 2002?
Big Mama's House.
It was 2000s.
Chotokan?
Maybe, probably, yeah, to be fair.
I think the one we mentioned before earlier was Daniel Radcliffe, who just hasn't escaped Harry Potter.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean split?
He played a racist and it still didn't work.
He hasn't escaped Harry Potter.
Wait.
They were like, why is Harry Potter racist now? Like, everything he does, he still go, why is Harry Potter racist?
Guys, wait. He's played some really cool roles. South African one. What's it, the Road to Pretoria?
Let him land because it's still not going to be. Let him land.
Like, he was incredible in that. In Split, He was incredible in Split. Okay, do you know what I mean? Okay, he was even weirdly incredible in Now You See Me Too as the villain. You know what I mean? He was good in that. He was good. Obviously, he's still Harry Potter. And by the way, year after he finished Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows, he was now trying something like Extreme. Okay, it was almost like a Disney moment, right? I went to go to the theater with my sixth form.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, and I watched him in Equus with his penis out. I was in the second row. I saw Harry Potter's dick.
Did you see the fact that you said Harry Potter and not Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes, yeah. You would.
What was the point of that?
Also, he's not in Split.
I was in the second row. I was like, oh my God.
He's not. It's James McCoy.
Yeah, I was thinking, what the fuck was he in Split?
Oh yeah, James McAvoy.
He's got the shaved head.
That's McAvoy, my man, sorry.
McAvoy, do you think Split? What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, yo, yeah, but she's right.
McAvoy is a really good actor, man.
He's great, I love him.
I was a film last year, I saw him, and it's a remake of a Danish film. Oh, he's so good in it, I can't forget.
Oh, my days.
That's unfortunate for him that we all don't think Charles Xavier.
I don't think it's unfortunate. Because sometimes it can be a best.
It's actually the best.
You actually make a good point, you know. The Twilight and the Harry Potter thing, right? I think Twilight actors have survived better than Harry Potter actors. Do you get me? Because Hermione, so Emma Stone, right? She done like a few films after, then after she just kind of went. Rupert Grint, okay, took a huge break, okay, which didn't help him. And then he's done a few good.
He's doing some really good shows.
Yeah.
He's back on TV.
He done a film last year with Dave Bautista, The Cabin one, whatever, okay? And he was really good in it, right? So, but they haven't escaped it as successfully.
It's difficult about appealing to young girls because we're deemed as an audience that aren't like, good. Like, I can't explain it. It's like, no, what you say?
I said deemed as a,
All
right. I know. But deemed as an audience that have good taste.
No, of course.
So when like something tween related, it's like,
you're trying
13-year-old girls, they'll watch anything. But it's like, they actually won't. Like, I remember being 13, there was Bear movies out. I wanted to watch Twilight because Twilight was the good one.
Do you know how many girls here were on Orlando Bloom as Legolas?
Loki
and the Hobbit. He played it in both.
I was gonna say,
well, he can't.
Maybe it was just you that was on him. I would definitely be on him.
You know, Ian McKellen. What do you think?
He was doing flips. Was that
Ian McKellen? Because he has two iconic roles.
Oh, so Lord of the Rings stuff, and what else did you? Oh yeah,
don't do that.
Oh, Magneto.
You talk about Lord of the Rings stuff. Yeah. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I didn't even watch Lord of the Rings. I knew his name from Lord of the Rings, so it had to be that.
So it has to be Gandalf.
Oh,
I don't know who he plays in Lord
of the Rings.
I think of Magneto.
Ooh. So I'm trying to say, which one?
Yeah,
it's Gandalf.
I think I know he's in Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to go back to my point earlier in terms of what's her name from Game of Thrones?
Lena Headey.
Like, he looks more like Magneto in real life
than
he does Gandalf.
Yeah.
I think he's more recognizable as Magneto than he's Gandalf.
But when it comes to your head, what do you think?
Magneto, because I'm seeing him.
Do you know, I actually get what you mean now.
I'm seeing him. I'm seeing him, and when I see him, the first thing that comes to mind is Magneto, because he's closer looking to Magneto than is Gandalf.
Because it's the exact same point you made about Emilia Clarke. So yeah, she's a huge part of Game of Thrones, but she doesn't look like herself in that.
Yeah, but I was on your side of that one, as she's still the face of it.
Yeah, but I get your point. I don't agree with it, but I actually understand what you're trying to say.
Same. No. I absolutely get it, but Gandalf, man. You shall not pass.
That's from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I've seen it tons. I don't watch Lord of the Rings. I actually actively avoid it.
So why?
I have no interest in watching 3 hours of them walking.
I remember when I was... Okay, all right, chill out, okay? Do you know...
That's a funny way to put it.
Do you know what? That's so funny? Is it, she's putting you on the spot. I'm thinking about it. What do they do?
No, you're not wrong, you dickhead, okay?
They do get on boats now and again as well.
Yeah.
There's a horse involved as well.
Sometimes they like jog as well.
Sometimes they run and go, oh no, orcs. You know, and stuff.
I've got two that kind of have like a lineage, I think.
Yeah.
In a sense where Al Pacino as in The Godfather as Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those films had such an influence on James Gandolfini playing Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Okay. Sopranos.
Mm.
There's such a link between that sort of Italian mobster story. Yeah. But what I think The Sopranos did really well is it kind of like deviated from the typical storytelling for like a mobster who's Italian in New York, where like, or New Jersey, I think, where like, he's a vulnerable man with mental health issues who's speaking to his therapist about all these things. He kind of fancies his therapist as well.
Yeah, he does.
And he's also being like a huge Jesse and just fucking loads of other women at the same time. But the key thing here is that he's like very vulnerable. Like he's weak at times. He doesn't know who to speak to. and his power kind of diminishes at times across the different seasons.
Don't you think like that role was so good, right? That like almost like the how we can't see anyone like really playing like Iron Man again, okay? But like, do you think it was so powerful, right? That like playing a Italian mob star thing. Like right now gets automatically compared again. Like,
yeah.
Always.
Always.
That's how you know it's career defining.
Yeah. As in to the point where I think where some
people avoid it.
People avoid doing the Italian mobster.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, same thing we said about Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
We've had different Jokers and we're still sat here going,
yeah.
People
avoid. There's so many mob films since to the 2000s.
They don't really do it.
Yeah. So many.
But it's so funny, okay, because like a lot of these like thingy mob films, the mob is just part of the film, whereas the actual story of the film, it would be about two other individuals, blah 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 blah, right? But they can't make the mob part of it the main story because it's been done. Yeah.
You guys spoke about Enemy of State a while ago.
Film.
So the mobster reminds me of like a watered down version of Sopranos. Yeah. The way he's sitting back and the way he's lying, I'm like, bro, this guy's just trying to be.
But how good was Will Smith?
Do you see? Okay, question. What's his career defining role, Will Smith?
There's one answer.
And I'm gonna agree with you, but he's gonna say something really wayward.
Career defining role is vastly really difficult because I love everything. So I'm really
one biased. Answer.
Is this, there's one answer?
Is there?
Yes. One answer,
so for you guys, all of you.
She said it kind of
three. Wait. Before you say it to eat. But don't say it.
I mean, I think it makes more sense to do it together.
Because I want to guess it.
So why don't you just say
yours?
Just say yours, bro.
Like, but I don't know if you all have the same one.
We do.
You say yours.
Oh my God. I'm going to try to say what you man think.
Oh no.
All right. What you man think, I'm going to go. Men in Black?
Fresh Prince, man.
It's Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah, of course.
How does he behave this way?
I was going films.
Films. What would you say?
I would say that. If it was films, I'd say Men in Black.
You were going to say Pursuit of Happiness?
I was going to say... I would have said Bad Boys.
I'd say Men in Black.
That's the me answer.
Independence Day? I would have said Bad Boys.
That's ridiculous.
Do you know, I think there's a couple.
Yo, the fact that people are naming five films, that's my gut right there. No, that's my gut right there.
Because we've never disagreed with you about Will Smith being amazing at all. We just told you to...
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Anyways, I was going to say Pursuit of Happiness. I think that... Do you know what it is? I can just imagine that every time someone gets good news, yeah... On Twitter, what do they post?
Yeah. But it's not.
Fresh Prince.
A universal. A Bad Boys, okay? He's now like modernized it and done a good version of it now.
Yeah, I'm not saying Bad Boys isn't. I'm trying to think why I'm saying Pursuit of Happiness.
No. But
I get why it would be Bad Boys and I also get why it would be Men in Black.
Yeah.
I think those are viable answers, but the real answer is Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince is
he's literally Will Smith in the show.
And it's so smart because he did explain it on Graham Norton that because eventually this role's going to get really big. If they're shouting his name in public, they want him to be known as Will.
Yes, calm. No. That makes, yes, I 100% agree.
For a big actor, someone like Brad Pitt, what would you guys say he's like?
Do you know
Mr. Smith.
He's cameo in Friends.
Do you know what? Yes! Oh my goodness!
I was questioning the stuff.
Seriously?
No,
I'm not being serious, but I'm being serious.
He's not, but I also get what you mean. Because also, that episode is so fucking funny.
That's a really good episode.
Yeah. That episode is so funny. Also,
he plays his role
at the time as well.
Plays his role really well in that. He plays
Yeah, and he's exactly meant to be like, he's not into her, but she thinks he's a ting. And it's like, this is a really good
It's well written.
But I think there is a right answer.
It's Fight Club.
In that episode,
I wasn't going to say Fight Club.
Nah,
It's Fight Club, and the other one might be, again, a personal thing. It's Oceans.
Yeah, that's
Ooh, Oceans is a good one.
Because I just see him eating food.
I don't think Ocean's career defining, though.
Apart from.
It's Fight Club. I think it's Fight Club.
Yeah.
If not Fight Club,
Fight Club,
it would be Mr. Smith.
It's Mr. Smith for her.
But I think Fight Club is actually the right answer.
You're crazy, guys.
Mr. Smith is actually.
I actually watched that film yesterday.
What? Oceans?
No,
for the first time.
No, rewatch. And I was like, this film is so good.
Yeah.
Like it's so good, and like Jolie is incredible in that film.
Jolie,
like,
what would her career defining role be?
Before we do that, the reason why I will also say Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'm still saying Fat Club, is because of the Brangelina thing. I think that film encapsulated that as well. So
Angelina Jolie, they choppy machoppy as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very choppy
machoppy.
World War Z
for Angelina Jolie.
For Brad Pitt.
Okay, anyway, that's what I was saying about.
I was going to say Tomb Raider. For her.
Angelina Jolie would be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
When she became Tomb Raider, it was.
You didn't figure that straight away.
It was phenomenal. It was.
I didn't think of that.
I didn't figure that straight away. Unfortunately, I felt.
I remember being young when that whole thing happened that she was Tomb Raider.
Mr. Smith, for me.
No, it's Tomb Raider.
Both of them. Do you know that?
That film made them both superstars, man.
I didn't think of right away, but it's definitely Tomb Raider.
But I don't think you guys are wrong because I feel like, because I know what Tomb Raider is.
But so, they made the game look like her.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, okay, it should
every
be
every reason you had for Iron Man.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And she did it first.
Not every reason.
You know, you're right.
She didn't start a £30 billion, you know.
Oh my gosh, brother.
But, you know, right. It's not every reason.
So, one we discussed earlier, before I move on to maybe the final topic, we discussed Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah.
So, naturally, you'd always think of him as Wolverine first of all.
What else are you going to say right now?
I hadn't. What?
I mean, let him say it then.
I'm so.
No. No, when you think of Hugh Jackman, you do think of Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's his career defining. But I think the great thing with him is that he doesn't rely on that career defining for his career.
Facts.
He'll go back to theatre. He's got, what's the film with Christopher Nolan?
The Prestige.
The Prestige. He's Mighty got, Prisoners.
Greatest Showman. He was incredible at that as well.
He's never had to rely on that. And what I like about Hugh Jackman is, he can go and do Wolverine in a very stern, serious, stoic way.
Yeah.
He can do it in like a jokey, stupid way in Deadpool and Wolverine, which I didn't love, but I think he performed well
what
was given to him on the script. But then he can go and do theatre. He can go and do stage play.
I think it's the Denzel of it all, is making sure that you're not tied to one role and realising that you need to be able to escape roles. And I think Denzel's done that really, really well, because I feel like if we all said it, we've already discussed this.
We should have been on the pod earlier.
Sorry.
We should have. I did message her.
He did, but I was
going to... Hugh Jackman, before we move on from it, is that... I don't think of Wolverine when I see his films.
Neither do I.
Who do you think? What do you think of?
I think he's playing the character. He's playing the character. Not saying that Wolverine isn't his defining role, because it definitely is, but because I think he's such a good actor, I just don't think of Wolverine when I.
The other things that come to mind, I would guess you could argue, like, even if you do see Wolverine first, then you got like, oh yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Showman's still kind of.
I think Prisoners. I'm guessing you.
I do think
Prisoners. I love Prisoners.
I haven't finished Prisoners.
As no, when you think Hugh Jackman, that's what you think.
He gets in his. It's similar to Denzel. He gets into his character role. Really.
So we discuss a few things after the Denzel web, but we discuss three actors, right? And we said they don't necessarily have career defining roles, but between us or individually, if you had to pinpoint, firstly Denzel, if you had to. Gun to your head, a career-defining role for Denzel, what would it be? If you had to. And I know he doesn't have one, so we're being clear to say that I wouldn't say this is who he is.
Training.
But if you had to.
Based
on the character he was talking about, I would have to pick Training Day, even just because of that scene. It's probably his most famous scene.
What, King Kong ain't
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The Oscar as well, the fact that he takes away
the
Oscar.
Yeah, that adds to it.
Who got an Oscar for that?
Yeah, got an Oscar for it. T, same for you? Oh, you're American Gangster, innit?
That is,
but again, that's not wrong. That's the thing.
But yeah, I don't feel like he has one.
Yeah, you did say he hasn't got one, but
I do think.
I think also like
one of the actors you're going to mention. I think Tom Hanks has one.
Okay, save it. We'll do that last.
Okay.
If you had to say for Leo, it'd probably be Titanic, I assume.
Yeah.
Titanic probably.
Yeah.
It's his most iconic role.
Yeah.
And it also served as a platform for him as well. So as well as it made him like well known,
I think of the hair, everything's like.
No, it's Titanic, but also
the
like
heartthrob.
Romeo and Juliet.
I hear it, but it's not.
It's not as big as Titanic. I think it's more of a Percy. That's Percy. Yeah. So he's had a lot of hits, man.
Yeah, he's had a lot. Because I always think of Inception. There's so many things that happen in Inception. But it's probably not.
It is Titanic. It has to be because we still people. So you not see someone do a breakdown on how he could have been on the door.
Yeah, we still reference that to this day.
Yeah, I'm like, or even when the other day I was like that in the club. Yeah, someone was like, oh my gosh, we're like Rose and Thingy. I was like, yeah.
One day we should do when we do games like ranking of film scenes. What would you rank them from 1 to 5? Blind ranking them. That'd be good.
That'd be good stuff.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. And Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
What was yours for Tom Hanks, Manny?
It has to be Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, for sure.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
I mean, a slight one might be Woody, but yeah.
Ooh, yeah, but...
Slightly, no, but yeah.
Because of the voice.
Yeah. Because of the voice, it can't be.
But have you guys gone to the restaurant, Bubba Gump?
Yes, I've been there.
I actually went as well. Yeah, it's nice, you know?
Yeah.
It was very expensive, but it was...
All right. I remember exactly when I went. I think I was gassed the day before.
Did you go to the one in Central? The one that was there?
Yeah, this was like 2018.
It's gone now, post COVID.
It's a bit more like of an actor that's like not niche, but like not got many films.
It sounds like you.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, you're just being niche again.
The first thing that comes to mind is Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. Yeah.
I don't really care about his career.
None of it comes to mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a really shit point, man. Thank you, bro.
I think the important thing about the conversation, I guess, because it hasn't necessarily had a focus, but I do think career defining doesn't always have to be a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's somewhat due to luck, like what roles land your way, where you are in your career at a particular period of time.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Zoe Saldana. Because unfortunately, she picks an amazing...
Gamora.
She's annoying as shit, but she picks a really good project.
There's a film, okay, that I used to be obsessed with, however, okay. I think I forgot what it was called, but my dad got it from the Chinese man on a DVD, where she's like a spy or something.
Oh, Colombiana, I think.
Colombiana! She's good in Colombiana. That's an incredible film. But no, it has to be Gamora, yeah. Surely. Or
Avatar,
but again, she's incredible Avatar. So, it's my people. But chill out. You know what I mean?
I really don't like those movies too much, you know.
Do you know what it is? She picks a really good movie, yeah, like, that does really well and gets loads of critical acclaim, something, yeah. But I just think they suck.
Like Nina,
huh?
I was mocking it. I said like Nina, the Nina Simone film. She took the piss with that one.
That's probably the catalyst for me not liking it, you know.
Yeah,
I've not even seen it.
Are there many films where there's like career defining actors in one film? Because I think of Matrix.
Mr. Smith.
Just two. Who?
Mr. Smith.
We agreed that that wasn't.
What do you mean?
We said who's one person then?
Who's the two people?
Brad and Angelina.
No, we said one person.
I think Mr. and Mrs. Smith could fall into the category of career defining.
So I was saying.
Oh, you said for one right. person.
No, 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 no. I was saying if there's a film that has two actors, multiple people.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the first thing that came to mind was Matrix. With
I have one that's a bit Oceans, yeah, because of Clooney and
let Oceans go.
No, because them two.
But
that's like a huge moment when them two were like.
But I feel like they didn't come in as like nobody. They came in as
their career is already defined.
Them
right
together made them way more famous.
Yeah, but
I feel like their career is already defined.
Yeah, I don't think it changed. That like, I need to almost change your life.
But do you need to have one career? Do you need
no? You can change, but I don't feel like
that was a huge cultural moment when them two.
I think if you remove Oceans, we don't really look at George Clooney that much differently. We don't really look at Brad Pitt that much differently. Mm. If you remove Oceans from the career, like I feel like if you remove
Get Out from Daniel Kaluuya's career,
that we look at his career differently.
You know, like seven films, though, yeah. I mean, like.
So, question: Keanu Reeves, what's his career defining?
If you remove Matrix, we look at his career differently. Because he probably wouldn't be doing a lot of films that
John Wick
doing.
For me.
He might not have got into John Wick without The Matrix.
But then the
answer could be you can have more than one moment.
Oh, no, you can definitely have like, example,
when, it doesn't when, have to be the one.
When my, Skins, Pat. I just mentioned his name, Patel.
Yeah.
Oh, Dev Patel.
Yeah, Dev Patel, sorry.
I said Pat.
Yeah. that's crazy. Dev Patel. I feel like he has two. I feel like he has Skins and he has Slumdog Millionaire.
It's actually Slumdog. It's just Percy for us is Skins because we know Skins. We know them from Skins. But it's actually not.
But I thought for the career that you had during up to that point of Slumdog, that is very career defining, even if you did other stuff. I feel like it is Skins and Slumdog. I feel like Slumdog put him in a different area,
different sphere.
Yeah, because I don't think without Slumdog, he's not getting to Monkey Man or getting the grace of it being produced by Jordan Peele. But I do feel like back to George Clooney and Brad Pitt, I don't feel like we see much of the difference of their career without Oceans. I think they're still who they are.
I think the point that Kid is trying to make is that them two together. Right, when people start to realize, even like just PR and press wise, okay, that they will be these like handsome buddy guys, blah blah blah, and good actors, okay. After that, I think that they got way more famous. Obviously, they were already famous. They had their films or whatever, but I think they got way more famous. And then them two being together in interviews, blah blah blah, when they're not even in cycle for films, was a huge thing. Do you know what I mean? Okay, just because of the chem of that franchise, that's the point. I think
that's literally one we're on. Yeah,
I don't think it made him that much more famous.
Yeah.
Well, one name I also want to say is, when you think, because I think we all get this one as well, Christopher Waltz.
Django.
No, wait, what? Django? Yeah, all right, cool. Well, the real answer.
Is he either Django or like Inglourious Basterds?
That's the one.
But it's Django.
With the opening scene of Inglourious Basterds. He's the
opening scene of.
Remind me of his.
Django, he was the main actor, bro.
He's in something else, because why they reference him in Modern Family? Christopher Walken Closet.
He's in Tarzan, he's in Inglourious Basterds, Django, Spectre, Water for Elephants.
It's Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, Dane Judi Dench. Dench?
Bond.
Yeah, Bond. Has to be Bond.
That's a legend as well.
And she's, yeah, she's a legend.
Bond? It's Bond. It's Bond.
It's
fully Bond, man.
Whoa.
I'm just trying to think.
Her name to me is Mom.
Yeah.
She's Mom.
No, the fact I'm even trying to think, it definitely means.
Who's the most defining Bond?
Piers.
I think that's our gender.
No, yeah. I like Craig.
I'm going to say Craig.
Craig. I
but again,
Craig
it's just because I only know.
Because when I was a child growing up, the films that came on were Pierce Brosnan.
Well, Pierce Brosnan's same.
So that's all I kind of knew.
And my mum was obsessed with him.
No, my mum was obsessed with Sean Connery. That's the one they always talk about.
Yeah. That's their gen.
If you didn't have a job that everyone should, from that generation should be pinned.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar with Doctor Who.
Yeah, who's your Doctor Who?
Some people say Matt Smith.
Mine is David Tennant. Some people
that's
say
so interesting. Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. That's definitely a generation.
No,
thing.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's so interesting.
None of you got my guy from Sex Education.
No, because that's for the younger ones.
That's so interesting.
They just finished his run like yesterday.
They got rid of him as well.
5 years.
They only gave him like a season and a bit.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, Devon. Thingy. Prada. What's it called?
There was Prada.
There was Prada. Thank
you. J-Lo.
Okay.
Who cares?
Made in Manhattan.
But Julia Roberts.
That romance one. The one.
Pretty
that,
Woman. Pretty Woman.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, let's double check. Because I feel like you were going to say something really
wayward. Nah.
Pretty Sandra Bullock. Miss Congeniality.
I was actually going to say Ocean's 9.
What did you say?
Ocean's 8.
Awful film.
That's a fantastic movie. And the only reason you don't like it is because it's done by women.
Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
True. I thought it was 11.
I'm so sorry.
They do the original franchise.
Yeah, it's like 11 to 13.
Then they did
a thing in Star Wars.
No. Wait. We're not going to do this because actually, the only reason you don't think it's good is misogyny. I swear to you. No one has ever said this.
What's going on?
Shut up and let me speak. When it comes to Ocean's 8, the premise of Ocean's 8 is fantastic.
Oh, it's just women.
That's all it is. It's led by women. It's just a heist film. If you don't like it, it's because you don't like women.
I know.
Because if you don't like 11, if you like 11, you like 12, you like 13, you don't like 8.
I don't like 13.
You don't like women. You just don't like women.
13 is amazing. What are you on about?
I don't know if 13 is too
much. 12's the one that's a bit,
11's amazing.
The premise is the same. It's a fucking heist movie.
No, you can still write a bad heist.
No, it's written exactly the same.
I think this goes back to what I was saying earlier. The more I think about it now, I'm only interested in the Ocean's film because of Clooney and Pitt. The more I think about
he's begging you to move on, by the way. He's urging you to. But let's wrap up today. Let's wrap up with one question for you all before we go. Otherwise, we'll keep flinging out names. If you just want to go around and say one role for one actor that is your career defining for that particular actor. It can be any actor as well. Doesn't matter who.
Don't want to be first. I haven't thought of it yet.
Okay. I can go, it's fine.
Yeah,
obviously. It can be someone that we've already.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Heath for Joker. And I think the literal term for career defining, like he passed away immediately after that, you know, and that's kind of like the pinnacle that he got to. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He took the one that I said. I thought he was going to do RDJ. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh God, we're going to do another Marvel one.
I thought he said,
like,
oh, too fucking predictable.
I'm going to do Kerry Washington.
Yeah, for
a Scandal.
Yeah, boring.
Or I might do Halle Berry for Catwoman. Or I'll do Viola Davis if I had to get rid of her, because I actually like women and I like black women in particular as well.
I actually can't think. Do you know what, I would do Wood Harris as Yvonne Box, though.
It's a really fucking good one, that.
Yeah. Because the other role I think of in is
after telling you, he's confused.
I was baffed.
He's in Empire.
He's also in Forever.
He's really good. Yeah, he's in. Oh, he's such a good dad in Forever. Yeah.
I like Eric. Seeing as you took a wire one, I'll just do James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano.
Yeah, T. Yeah.
Do you know what else comes to mind?
You all film bro ones.
What's his name? Is it Charlie Cox in Succession? What's the Succession guy?
Kieran Culkin, Jeremy Strong,
the dad,
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
What's his? I don't think he has a career defining. You know,
no.
Okay. I think he's just like a. He's just a mammoth of an actor.
Talking about the Kieran, his brother in Home Alone.
Oh my gosh.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Crazy how life turns out though, right? Yeah. How Kieran's now the bigger actor.
All right. But
I was going to say...
Say it.
Brian Cranston as...
How did you say this?
Walter White, bro.
Because obviously some people think Walter White and there are people that might even say...
Malcolm in the Middle.
The dad.
Right. Wait. Phil Coulson in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. His role.
So it was good.
The guy from The Office.
You played it for like nine. Yes.
What's the name?
Steve Carell. We haven't spoken about fucking Steve Carell.
Oh, because there are 14 versions of The Office, and no everyone compares it to Steve Carell's version of The Office.
Steve Carell.
There are 14 versions of The Office.
And again, he's done really well to defy the career defining by doing other great things.
Yeah, because you've got 4-year version. You've got
Stupid Crazy Love.
Stupid Crazy Love.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason for this episode. Adio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Kevin Hart, Ride Along.
And that's us over and out. Boom.
Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post Credit Scene podcast.